Family of God. No, I remember somebody saying that Bible says go into all nations and preach the gospel to all creation. That all creation there means if you see a chicken, preach to the chicken. Amen, amen. If you see a goat, preach to the goat. Amen. Praise God. I don't mind people. They just like to. How will you preach to a chicken? Tell me. Understand the language of the chicken? That means you can crow to a dog. You have to learn how to bark. Amen. Ephesians chapter 3. Ephesians 3. The only promise I can give you today is that we close before 12. Amen. That's just the only promise. So, your Bible must be working. If you don't have, I will give you one. Your jotter you must not write scripture you must not sprinkle scripture in your jotter like, Catholic water baptism, amen? Yes, shara, sprinkle. No. Ensure you are following wholeheartedly. If you are using your phone, ensure your data is off. Ensure nobody is calling you saying church things. You understand? Ephesians 3. I'll try and go slowly today. And I think we have like two topics to cover today. Ephesians 3 from verse 14. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. 15. Want to go, everybody? Don't forget when I say read. Read like we are together. Are you fighting with me? Ephesians 3. Okay, let me read verse 14. You read 15 for me. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. 15. Say, I have a new surname. You know, this is why it's very, very, very bad to accuse Christians of having generational curse. Amen. That means God has generational curses. Amen. Yeah, that is very bad. It's very awful. You can't say, because the believer is named after God, of whom the whole family, where in heaven and on earth, is named. He's named. So, I want to proceed from where we stopped on Wednesday. Now, the new creature is not actually in a covenant with God. The new creature is not in a covenant with God. Covenant means there are two parties. I bring something to the table, the other party brings something to the table. Covenant will mean that okay, I have something to contribute, and God has his part to play. Hebrews chapter 8. I know your mind may be wondering that, okay, but we have something that is called the new covenant. Yeah, that's where I'm going to this morning. Hebrews chapter 8. You know, I have a lady in the house that taught me the patience of Bible interpretation. How to take it one after the other. Amen, amen. So at least for our sake, I will go very gently this morning. I won't rush you. Praise God. Hebrews 8. Are we there? Everybody, are you in Hebrews 8? Okay. Now, this is where we do it. I read verse 1, you read verse 2 for me. We are reading the whole chapter anyway. Now, of the things which we have spoken, this is his son. We have such an high priest who is set on the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens. Verse 2, want to go? I'm not sure everybody is reading. I want to hear everybody's, but let me read verse 3. For every high priest is ordained to offer gifts and sacrifices, and wherefore it is of necessity that this man have somewhat also to offer. For? Who served under the example and shadow of heavenly things, as Moses was admonished of God when he was about to make the tabernacle, for see, saith he, that thou makest all things according to the pattern shewed to thee in the month. Verse 6. For For if that first covenant had been faultless, then should no place have been sought for the second. Verse 8. Now, hold on. Before I continue, please always pay attention to quotation. If this, especially in the epistles, when somebody is just speaking, is speaking, and suddenly he starts to quote, pay attention. Like, don't take quotations literally. E.g., you remember in Romans chapter 9 when Paul was speaking and he said, for this cause, he was speaking about election actually. That for this cause, I've raised up Pharaoh that I might show forth my power in him. Now, people will just pick that text now, they will just merge it, they will just cement it closely with what he was saying. No. See, even when an Old Testament scripture is quoted in the name, it is still an Old Testament scripture. So that means that scripture still needs to be explained. I'm going gently today. That means that scripture still needs to be explained. So, from verse 8, what do you see there? Say, for finding fault with them, he said. Now, from that he said, you can know that he's quoting from, that should be Jeremiah chapter 31, right? Jeremiah 31, 31. He was quoting from 31. So, now, he now say, he said. Now, don't forget, in the Old Testament, in the Old Covenant, there are, you don't take it literally. Even Isaiah, even our famous Isaiah 53. There are parts that when you are reading, you see how to interpret with the word Spirit of Christ. Amen? So now, come down here now. From that verse 8, he said, that means he was quoting Jeremiah, behold, the days come, said the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. Verse 9, everybody. That I made with their fathers. Please read. In the day when I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt, because they continued not in my covenant, and I regarded them not, said the Lord. Verse 10, yes? I will put my laws into their mind and write them in their hearts, and I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people. Verse 11. Know the Lord, for all shall know me from the least to the greatest. Verse 12, for I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. 13, in that he seeth a new covenant, he hath made the first old. Now that which decayeth and waxeth old is ready to vanish away. Now, do you know that this verse 13, it was not part of the quotation? Quotation stopped where? Everybody, I need you to be attentive. Quotation stopped where? Verse 12. Now, so Jeremiah was speaking from verse 9 to verse 12. At times, it's just good in your mind, just circle it. So, in Jeremiah's language, he was explaining the, of course, new covenant. He was explaining the new creation, and he explained it as a covenant. That means as a commitment between God and man. Now, let's now see the explanation of the writer of Hebrews, to know who actually made that covenant. Are you with me? Now, Hebrews chapter 9. Just the same chapter. I love to stay simple with stuff like this. Hebrews 9. Are you there? Now, pay attention. Like, I want you to be very intelligent. I ask questions anyhow. Like, you should be used to that. Then verily, I read verse 1, you take verse 2, and we continue like that. Verily, the first covenant had also ordinances of divine service and a worldly sanctuary. Verse 2. And after the second veil, the tabernacle, which is called the holiest of all. Yes, verse 4. Tables of the covenant. Verse 5, let me read. And over is the cherubims of glory, shadowing the mercy seat, of which we cannot now speak particularly. Verse 6. The priest went always into the first tabernacle, accomplishing. But into the second went the high priest alone once every year, not without blood, which he offered for himself and for the errors of the people. Verse 8. which was a figure for the time then present, in which were offered both gifts and sacrifices that could not make him that did his service perfect as pertaining to the conscience. Verse 10. Drinks and diverse washing. Now hold on, please. Since what was he talking about? The old covenant. Is that clear? That since he was talking about the old covenant. And you can see here that the people had something to do. God had something to do, in quotes. Don't forget, in the covenant, be two parties will come together. You bring something to the table. You bring something to the table. So, according to, of course, what Moses gave them in those days, they have Levites, they bring blood, they bring this, and God also does his own atonement. Now, from verse 1 to 10, it was centered on the old covenant. Now, please pay attention. Don't forget, when I say read, I need everybody to be reading. Now, from verse 11, let me read 11. But Christ, please pay attention. Now, we want to read the terms of the new covenant. It is between who and who. When you see people, let me know. But Christ, being come an high priest of good things to come, by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is of his building. Yes? 12. For if the blood of bulls and of goats and ashes of an heifer sprinkling the unclean sanctified to the purifying of the flesh, verse 14. And for this cause he is the mediator of the New Testament, that by the means of death, for the redemption of the transgressions that were under the first testament, that they which are called might receive the promise of eternal inheritance. 16. For a testament is of force after men are dead, otherwise it is of no strength at all while the testator liveth. Verse 18. Now, wait, 19 now, is reverting back to explain the old covenant. Please, in from verse 12 to 17, who do you see performing something? Is that clear? Do you see people bringing things? No. You saw Christ doing something. Christ is doing something. Now, okay, let's proceed further. Stop it. That's verse 19. For when Moses had spoken every precept to all the people according to the law, he took the blood of calves and of goats with water and scarlet wood and hyssop and sprinkled both the book and all the people. Verse 20, yes? Moreover, he sprinkled with blood both the tabernacle and all the vessels of the ministry. 22. It was therefore necessary that the patterns of things in the heavens should be purified with this, but the heavenly things themselves with better sacrifice than this. 24. Hallelujah. Praise God. Okay, where are you? That's verse what? 25 now. Nor yet that he should offer himself often as the high priest entereth into the holy place every year with the blood of others. 26. But now, once in the end of the world, are they appeared to put away sin by sacrifice of himself, and as it is appointed unto men once to die, and after this judgment, 28, so Christ was one offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin. So the new covenant is an agreement between who and who. Hallelujah. So you can see that under the old covenant, people had something to do. God will now do his own. But the new covenant, the terms was not talking about people. It was simply focused on the blood of Christ. Focus on Christ, on Christ, on Christ. So, families don't live by a covenant. Even what we call the marriage covenant is actually a very bad thing. Like, anyway, let me not go there. Like, you saying, okay, if my wife, you will do this, me, I will do this, then we'll be together. If you fail your part, me too, I pull off my part. Amen? But that's the covenant. Covenant means once one of the party breaches the what agreement, the what the bond is broken. So who are we? Now, from what we have read, if there will be any need to offer sacrifices, who will offer it? If there will be any need to confess sins, who will confess it? If there will be any need to plead blood, who will plead it? Is that clear? Okay, let's proceed. Hebrews 10. At least you have one testimony today. You read Bible. God has not started. Hebrews 10. For the law, having a shadow of good things to come, and not the very image of the things, can never with those sacrifices which they offer year by year continually make the commands thereunto perfect. Verse 2, yes? But in those sacrifices, there is a remembrance again made of sins every year. Verse 4. Amen. I'm not hearing some voices. I love to hear every voice. Now, don't forget, in this space, I want you to pay attention to something. I want you to pay attention to what happens to us. There are things that happen to us in this place. Pay attention to them, and I will tell you to bring it out. Amen? So let's go ahead. Now we have seen chapter 9, we have seen what Christ has done. Here too, we are still going to see more of what Christ has done. But let us see our own part in this covenant. Okay, now verse 5. Wherefore, when he cometh into the world, he said, sacrifice and offering thou woundest not, but a body thou hast prepared me. Verse 6. Then said I, Lord, I come into the volume of the book, it is written of me to do thy will, O God. Verse 8. Then said he, Lo, I come to do thy will, O God. He taketh away the first, that he may establish the second. Hold on. I didn't know why people don't read things like this. It's so clear. He taketh away. He pulled it out. Now, somebody will ask me now that, are we now saying we should not read the Old Testament? All these quotations, where are they from? The same thing that they call the Old Testament. To tell you that new creation, grace, all this, they are not new doctrines. How was Abraham justified? How was Noah justified? A drunkard. How was Abel justified? By the blood, grace, all over. Why did God cover Adam with coats of skin? Grace. Okay, that's not what I'm going to show you. That's not a diversion. I mean, verse 10. Take it away the first that you may establish the second. Verse 10, everybody wants to go? Verse 11, yes. And every priest standeth daily, ministering and offering oftentimes the same sacrifice which can never take away sins. Verse 12, but this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sin forever, sat down at the right hand of God. Verse 13, from henceforth expecting till his enemies be made his footstool. 14, for by one offering he has perfected forever them that are sanctified. 15, whereof the Holy Ghost is also a witness to us. For after he has said before, this is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, said the Lord, I will put my laws in their mind and in their heart. Verse 17, and their sins and their iniquities will they remember no more. You can tell the people that still confess their sin everyone to read verse 18 very well. 18, everybody want to go? Now, where remission of this is, there is no more. 19, yes. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest of all by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way through which he had consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh. Amen. Now, look again, everybody, your eyes on your Bible. So, tell me what happened to us in those places. Everyone, I'll start from you. Give me something that happened to us. What is our own duty? What did we see happen to us from this verse 10 to verse 19? Just tell me one and tell me the verse. I'm waiting. It's not Bible study, it's Sunday service, but please just speak as fast. You remember your sin no more. Is that your duty? Is it God? I say, what happened to you? To you, you. Huh? I will shoot you. I'll shoot you in this place. Jubilee, give me something. You have boldness. Good. You have boldness. Brother Joshua, give me something. Just don't stand up with. You are perfected. Verse what? Yes, Brother Joshua, there is a cross leg in my front. Give me something. You are sanctified. Verse what? Okay, now let me give you one more assignment. Maybe this one will be more tricky. Go back to Hebrews 8. Now, everybody read from verse let's not use Hebrews 8 for that. I'm going to be more difficult. Go to Exodus chapter 6. Okay, now don't forget these prophecies, they are about the Redeemer, they are about salvation. Okay? Exodus chapter 6, read from verse 5 again. Just read, don't read out. Read from verse 5 to 7. You will see when God is saying, I will do this, I will do this, I will do this. Tell me what happens to you in that place. When you get it, just lift up your hands. Let me see. Study it, look at it yourself. Don't forget, these are prophecies about the Redeemer. Pharaoh is a type and shadow of sin and death of the devil that we are delivered from. So God will say, I will do this for you. I will do this for you. What happens to us in that place? First, pastors, don't raise up your hand. Thank you. Yes. Ebun, I will start from you again. What will happen to us in this place? God said, I will do this, I will do this, I will do this. What happens to us? Anybody? Hands up. Let me just see. Anybody? If no, hands up. Let me, so I can call you. Be free is on an assignment. I'm not on live. Don't worry. I'm not on live today. Eh? Talk, Brother Joshua. It's not there. What will happen? Is it you that will redeem? Is God that will redeem? Is God that will lead you out of the abundance? What will happen to you? Read it. Find it. It's there. Just stay with context. Funny enough, I've said this thing before in this church. Yeah. Juby, try. It's there. We have seen it as it's not significant. It's actually very big. I'll shoot you. What is belief there? You see belief there? You believe. Somebody has said it already. What will happen to us in that place? I'm waiting. Don't worry. It's me and you today. 12:30. We are here. One. Huh? Feel free now. Don't worry. We edited it from the message. So they won't know that it took you long to answer this small question. What will happen to you? God will do this, and you will do this, and you will do this, and what will happen to you? You will be his people. You're not serious. See, in that place, what will happen to you? You will know. It's not there. Check yourself. You will know revelational knowledge. I will read you out. I will do this. All that will happen to you is that you will just know that. Sorry. Now maybe this. In redemption, what did God want you to do? Know what I have done. What is this baby's duty in her birth? What does she do? I mean, what did she do? She bribed me when I was in school that ensure you go to Sapele to marry a girl there so that I can come out like this. That was she did that for me. She bribed me. She sold a seed in dollars, $91 for 91. So for 791, Abby. That what she did? No. She simply came out one day and she knew. See, I choose to know what Christ has done for me. This is the biggest issue in Christianity. Understanding your identity. God did this for you. He did this for you, but you don't know why. I'm not, of course, not you. I know you know. I know you know. Sela. Okay, let's flow. But did you get what I'm trying to say? So in Hebrews 10, we saw Christ doing the job. We just became sanctified. We saw Christ do the job. We became what? Perfected. We saw Christ did the job. We just became bold. How will you become bold? You knew what he did. So we can never mess with understanding in Christianity. Okay, pick your Bible, everybody. Let's flow. We are simply to become. We are simply to, like, we become. Galatians 3. I won't quote anything often today. Like, we read everything. The whole chapter, whole. Galatians 3. Everybody, please open your Bibles. Everybody. Don't rely upon what I'm reading here. So before I quote, everyone helps those who help themselves. Habakkuk 4:4, Abi. Is Habakkuk that they usually see everything like that? Habakkuk. He will deal with them in heaven. Galatians 3. Are you there? Okay, now we read from verse 6 and we'll take it together as we progress down the chapter. Even as Abraham believed God and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Verse 7. Let me not be motivating you each time. I'm not a diesel generator that will be whining each time to read your Bible. I want you to be reading. That is my tool in giving you understanding. Verse 8, let me read. And the scripture foreseeing that God will justify the earth in true faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall all nations be blessed. Verse 9. For as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse, for it is written, curse is everyone that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law. He is serious. Sorry to call to pause there. How many things must we continue in this place? All. So if you miss one, what happens to you? You are caused. So why would somebody now rush to, you now pick tithing as one, now say the rest? No, it's not fair. You saw 613 laws. You pick, well, tithe, we can still do that. Planting crop, no, we can't do this one. We should not shave our beards. How will I look like? No, I can't do this one. First fruit, we can do this one. It's trick. It's not good, eh? It's trick. Okay, where am I? Verse what? Okay, 11. But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God, it is evident for the just shall come alive, shall live by faith. This verse is not actually talking about we will live our life every day by faith. It's saying man will be justified by faith. Eh? It's not talking about conduct here. Of course, we walk by faith too, not by sight. But this place, just shall live by faith, is saying man will what? Be justified by faith. Good. Let's flow. And the law is not of faith, but the man that doeth them shall live in them. 13. Want to go? Read this. Demons from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, curse is everyone that hangeth on a tree. That the blessing of what? Abraham might come on the Gentiles. That we may receive the promise of the Spirit through. Okay, let me read 15. Brethren, I speak after the manner of men. Though it be a man's covenant, yet if it be confirmed, no man dishonoreth or addeth thereto. Now to Abraham and to his seed, where the promises made, he seeth not unto seeds as of many, but to thy what? As of one, to thy what? Seed, which is. So who was the new covenant made with? Christ. One person. We are the product. We are the result of what he did. Families don't live by a covenant. You have nothing to play in God accepting you, in your justification, even in the leading of the Spirit, in you hearing from the voice of God every day. There is no part of you that God is waiting for before he does his own. He just wants you to know that, hey, I am this to you. Oh, thank you, Father. Fatio Rastag Vasagati Liriste Castagavanta Costagavanti Liosa Karatik Mana Suman Hikitig Visit or Kapati Lost Givante Malerakanta Incas Zovasi Le Antikos Zabala Master Geman and Tata Kapasek or Restagate Malo Zapaste Votato Stabito Rianta Mostoga Palamari Keton Ma. Hey, be fully persuaded. Be fully persuaded of the things you are learning. Be fully persuaded. Don't just know them. Practice these things. You practice them by your confession. You practice them by what you say. You practice them by your response to life situations. You practice them. You don't practice them in church. You practice them by your response to life situations. Practice. Be persuaded. Don't know all things in Christ and it's only for Bible knowledge. No, it's for life knowledge. Practice justification. Practice righteousness. Hallelujah. Praise God. Say, I choose to practice. Say, I choose to practice. Yeah, that's for someone. Okay, I am in verse what? Verse 17 now. And this I say, that the covenant that was confirmed before of God in Christ, the law which was 430 years after. Can you see this nice word? It was Abraham that they made the covenant with, though. But he was saying it's with who? He said it's with Christ. That's why all these things, Abraham that called father of faith, Abraham blessed Samai. When Abraham, when we go there, we just telling all of you are praising me. Me. Hope you read everything I did. They didn't write everything for you. Come, let me show you the rest. So it's not about special Abraham. In fact, the Jews so much believe that Abraham was a man that was so sinless. That's what they believed. If you read John chapter 8, when Jesus was telling them, say, you are of your father the devil. Okay, flow with me. I'm in verse 18 now. For if the inheritance be of the law, it is no more of promise, but God gave it to Abraham by promise. Wherefore then served the law? It was added because of transgressions till the seed should come in, whom the promise was made. It was ordained by angels in the hand of a mediator. Now a mediator is not a mediator of one, but God is one. For is the law then against the promises of God? God forbid. For if there had been a law which could have given life, please, don't listen to me. Look at your Bible. Verily, righteousness should be by the law. But the scripture had concluded all under sin that the promise of faith by Jesus Christ might be given to them that believe. But before faith came, we are kept under the law, shut up unto the faith which should afterwards be revealed. And wherefore, the law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by the law. But after faith is come, we are no longer under a schoolmaster. 26, one to go. You don't like this. 26, everybody wants to go. Raise up your voice again. Want to go? For you are all. Okay, personalize it. Say it again. For I am now a child of God by faith in Christ. Hallelujah. Let me read it. Say, for as many of you as have been baptized into Christ, have put on Christ. Simple. This is the only what baptism recognized in the Bible. Not water baptism. The baptism recognized in the Bible is to be baptized into what? Into Christ. Read Ephesians chapter 4, verse 6. Say there is what? One faith, one Lord, one baptism, not two. Say John truly baptized with what? Water. I will baptize with the Holy Ghost. People left Jesus. They are putting a big share for John the Baptist in the church of Jesus. You say, but they did it in the book of Acts. Anyway, don't forget to, they refuse to preach to you too in the book of Acts. They refuse to preach to Gentiles. So Acts of the Apostles is not a book of doctrine. Amen, amen. Now I saw a video on Facebook sometimes ago. A church, like a real church, at the back of their pulpit, they had a pool. And I saw it myself. They had a pool. As people are getting saved, you just take them to the back of the pulpit, soak them in water. That's an altar. That's not a pulpit. Sela, it's different. Praise God. Don't worry, you can ask me questions later on those small issues. I just love to be touching them. I don't have to come and start a series of water baptism here in this church. I can do that on Facebook. Okay, 28. We can do it later, shall we? Maybe when we have more people. There's neither Jew nor Greek, Abby. That is 28. Neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female, but you are all one in you, Christ Jesus. 8:29. One to go. See, the writer of this Bible, they didn't put this in chapters. Let me read. I keep reading. Now I say that the heir, as long as he's a child, defieth nothing from a servant, although he be lord of all, but is under tutors and governors unto the time appointed of the father. Even so, we, when we are children, were in. Children means when we are not yet matured here. This is not children of God. We are in bondage under the elements of this world. These are not, don't forget what I said though. Children here talked about maturity, not about our being born in Christ. Verse 4. But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that are under the law, that we might receive the adoption of son. Please, I'm going to verse 6 and 7. Let's read together. One, two, go. Crying, Abba, Father. Verse 7. Wherefore, thou art no more a servant, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. Praise God. You know, when you go out for a magazine and these Muslims are trying to bamboozle you, learn to show them this, okay? Amen? That we are not all slaves of God. No. Praise God. Praise God. So I can boldly tell you that this is actually the oldest family to ever exist in history. Amen? You know, at times you see a first bank since 1980, Abi. No, is it, sorry, is it 19 or 18? 1854, Abi, something like that. 18 something. You see first bank. You say, ah, big, my own personal bank. Big, strong, and reliable. Who knows that bank? Who knows that bank? Union Bank. Ah, you don't like my bank? You have to like it. That's the bank that paid my NYC Halawi. Amen, amen. They will say big, strong, ancient bank. But hey, there's also a family that has been active since. See, when you see Genesis chapter 1, go there. Be fast. I told you I have two messages today. There's a series that we are discussing before that I need to clarify some stuff there today. Genesis chapter 1. When you see verse 1, in the beginning God created everyone and that, and the earth was without form, void, darkness, Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water. Verse 3, this is the first activity of God. And God said, let there be what? Let there be what? And there was what? Give me the light there. Is it talking about sun and moon? Good. Because why? Look down to verse 14, right? Is it 14? Yes, 14. And God said, let there be light in the firmament and of the heavens to divide the day from the night. Let them be for signs, for seasons, for days, for years, and let them be for the lights in the firmament and the heavens to give them light upon the earth. Verse 16. And God made two great lights, the greater to light to rule the day and lesser to rule the night, and the stars also. So that was the creation of sun and moon later. But when he was talking about Genesis 1:3, what was he speaking about? Let there be light, and there was light. He was speaking about the new creation. Amen. Praise God. He was speaking about, he was calling you for. That means even before we manifested, we already existed in the mind of God. Amen, amen. That I will have son, I will have children in my own image. Are you with me, somebody? Yeah, flow. That is 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Quickly open again. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Verse 6. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 6. For God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness. Where has it shined? Has shined where? In our hearts. To give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of who? Of Jesus Christ. Praise God. Praise God. See, I'm in the family of God. I am the man in the image of God. What are you doing today? What happened to you? I don't like people being done. Amen, amen. You want to shake that bomb that Jesus gave you? You just not give any bomb. And I've said it in this church. It's a mother that gave you bombs. Amen, amen. Praise God. Okay. 1 Corinthians chapter 1. We read this on Wednesday. 1 Corinthians 1. 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Thank you, Lord Jesus. 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Verse 9. I love this. Say, God is faithful, by whom you are called unto the what? Fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Say, I'm in fellowship. You know, in Wednesday we discussed three of the stuffs by which we discussed redemption, right? Sanctification. Then we discussed fellowship. And we said, I said on Wednesday, fellowship is what we all have in Christ. I mean, if there's a believer in Koza, a believer in TBS, a believer anywhere, once they believe in the death, in the burial, in the resurrection of Jesus, we have fellowship. Like, not we talk together. Fellowship is a communion of the Spirit. You know, I read that, we read that 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Listen to the message again. But fellowship is practiced where? Again? Where do we practice fellowship?
So although fellowship is what we all have, but we practice fellowship here in the local church. That's when he was saying pray for, when in the book of Ephesians, let's pray for all saints. He was not talking about all saints in the world. He was talking about all saints in Ephesus. Amen, amen. So I said, where you are, this is your greatest family. You have to treasure them. You have to love them. You have to forgive. You have to be in harmony. You have to give to one another. You have to, like, not to the church, like to one another. We have to treasure this family of God.
No, my sister, I had to scold her yesterday or 2 days ago. Ah, so come, we can't be together in this house and you'll be in your room. Oh. No. We must all. Sorry, scold does not mean cane. I had to tell that for somebody. Scolding does not mean cane. How does God scold us? He corrects us with words. Amen, amen. Praise God. But we say, God is the Son whom the Lord loveth, is scourged. He chastised. Ah! So how does he scold you? Ah! Is there a guy that Pastor Nega said that he said he was in hospital? God gave me this sickness to make me humble. And your Pastor Nega can say, good. Is humility good? May God give you more. Amen, amen. How do you say God give you sickness because to make you humble? This one offends me every day. How will I give her sickness to? I mean, he offends me every day. How will I give her sickness as punishment? It's not fair. Imagine, okay, she offended me right now. I now went to call one of my enemies that I've not seen since 1980. Guy, my son has offended me. Just call. And to back up the fallacy, they will now go to the book of Job. A Job that later said that, my ears have heard you before by the hearing of my but now my eyes are sealed. To tell you that everything he was saying before, it was rubbish mixed with truth, mixed with Rema. No name of Rema. Deep. Any Bible that is too deep, run away. Nothing is deep in the Bible. You see what I'm saying? It's just plain. It's not deep. Jesus did it. Simple. You should know. Amen, amen. Say, we will practice fellowship together. Say, I treasure this family of God. Say, I value this fraternity of the Spirit. See, this is my delight. I am happy being here. I love my family. Amen, amen, amen. Now, I told you something. I said, see, if you see, like today now, a lot of people are not in church. Everybody, go and get 1,000. Call them. Call everybody. You are the first timer, let everybody call that person. It's just family. I love my mom, I love my dad, dog. But my wife can bear me witness. I will, at times, you have to beg me, call your mother. Call your mother. Okay, I will call. That's a bad behavior actually. It's not a justification for it. I'm simply saying, from when I've been born again, something burns in my heart. My mother is born again too, don't forget. That's what he's saying. But don't forget, but anywhere you are in a local church, value them. Treat them. Extend them highly. Forgive one another. I don't form. What is there to form about? You don't form for family. I should not just put my suit like, bless you. I don't talk to anybody. Just walking. Yeah, which family is that? You greet them then. Bless you. So even talk is what is that? Amen, 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 amen. Even protocol in church it's not for the sake of not, it's just for the sake of order. So that it's majorly for the sake of the first time that we just want to touch, contact the anointing of pastors through, contact his anointing of his wristwatch. You know, Pastor Deboye, anytime he comes to a stadium, then when I'm there, correct? That chair is sitting down, as he's standing up, they will divide the chair, they will cut it. I'm not joking. I don't know if you have seen before. Someone will carry the app. Someone will carry the. So when we say, as the voice, they will be standing by. They will pretend like ushers. As Pastor Debo is standing up from that chair, he will just go and sit down. Hey, I will see my baby. Sit down on my chair. Amen, amen. Praise God. So it's more of those people that I know some churches have protocols, just moderate things. But it must not be for unaccessibility. That is not as lords over what God's heritage, but as what examples to the flock. Amen, amen. Praise God. So, like today, we are going to pray. We practice this on Wednesday, right? We prayed for one another. Today, we are still going to practice the same. And we want to practice it with our giving. Amen. So, whatever you think you want to give to. I talked to you about offering some time ago. Huh? I see your offering goes to where? Pastor, stand up. I say your offering does not go to God. Eh? I say your offering will be spent on the need of your church and the need of your pastor. Amen. I will tell you that. That is Bible. Amen. On the need of your church and the need of your pastor. Amen. So today, because we are a family, anything you want to give to pastor or to church before, sorry, don't get those what's wrong. I don't collect seed. Amen. So you give to one another after service. Amen. You put your hand in your pocket, give something to somebody, not to me. I've been collecting your seed since. You get that? So after service, thank God, Tola is not here. So you not do. You must not give to me. Praise God. Let's okay. Everybody, just bow down here. Just pray. Just pray for somebody here. Target somebody here. Pray for the person. I'm not done. Just I'm done with part one. Yes. No. Let me finish praying. Target somebody here and pray for the person. Just focus on somebody. Just pray for the person. You will experience good health. You are successful. Anybody here, not you. Just pray for that person. And when I say we had time with ourselves. We spoke to ourselves about personal issues, and we prayed together as family, and we agreed together as family. Pray for somebody here now, please. I give one more minute. Be specific. We pray for just pray in the spirit. You will get words to say in understanding. Pray in the spirit. You will get things to say in understanding. Pray for health. Pray for academics. Pray for finances. Pray that they get to know more of the gospel of Christ. Just pray for somebody. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Pray for somebody. Oh, I value this family of God. I make the priority of God my own priority. I make it my own priority. Bible says, love one another with a pure love fervently. Fervently. Thank you, Father. We practice fellowship here. We don't do favoritism here. We don't do eye service. We don't do class in church. We are the family of God. We don't cover ourselves. We are the family of God. We are. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Pray for somebody. Tartar star. Yeah. I mean, I didn't say pray for everybody. Pray for someone. 20 more seconds. Fix your mind on somebody. Pray. Lord, save us. I still give like a rooster. We are the family of God. We are the one that have been redeemed. We are the one that have been sanctified. We are the one that have been called, set aside for the purpose of the mission that Christ had for the whole world. We are the one that we go to street by street. We go street by street. We go together. We go in the same company. So we value this company. We value this fellowship. We value this fellowship of the Spirit. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name.